The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And why don't we do that right now with Garland in Parkville. Good morning. How are you? Hello, Garland. Are you there?
I'm probably up against a wood line, and I have two container sheds that are up off the ground about 4 foot.
Uh-huh.
I got a fox that comes up to the back of the porch, and my wife has been feeding her.
Oh, no.
It's a female, and you can see her stomach hanging down. Is it possibility she's got kith somewhere?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Maybe under your shed.
Well, I've cut around and I've looked. I haven't seen nothing.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking, though, you know, this fox has got a collar on it. Would that belong to the DNR by any chance, or would that could have possibly been somebody's pet?
That I can't tell you. It depends on what kind of collar.
It looks like a black leatherette collar. It don't have a tag or nothing on it.
Uh-huh.
And you can get within 5 feet of it, then it takes off.
That's not good. For some reason, I'm thinking that's not a good thing. Now, I don't know if DNR has any fox. Where do you live? Parkville.
Yeah. It's a residential, but I got property in back in the woodland.
Yeah. This is the first time on this one, Garland, that a collared fox.
Alan, you said your father-in-law worked for the railroad for the Pensy, was a brakeman.
My grandfather.
What was his name?
Alan Henry Miller.
No, I hired in 1959, but I knew some Millers, but they were both in engine service. I was in engine service and train service, and you know, in '63 when they started that feather bed, and anybody with under 10 years of service, they paid you off and you hit the road. But I took a job breaking, and 8 months later, I was back in engine service, and I retired in 2000. I had 40 years and 4 months when I retired.
Yeah.
But that Pennsylvania Railroad was a good railroad to work for.
He was out of Altoona.
He was out of Altoona. I worked out of Baltimore here, but I worked out of Wilmington, Bennings in Washington, and I also worked out of Philadelphia, too, because when they cut you off, you had to go where your seniority was. And once I hired as a fireman, and then I said, when they took us off, I went in train service, but then they needed engine service employees. But when you go from fireman to engineer, that's when your seniority starts all over, Alan, because there's three things you got to have on a railroad. When you go there, is a watch, a car, and a telephone, because you just don't go there and get a job working 8 to 4. And it took me 18 years before I could get a regular job with Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
But most of the time, I was on the extra list where you were a slave to that telephone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Wait for that, Alan. Thanks a lot. But I'll check.
Well, I will find out if DNR has any tagged foxes in Baltimore County. That doesn't sound quite kosher to me that somebody would have a wild fox as a pet. That would be frowned upon, to be honest with you.
I told my wife, because she was feeding it lunch meat here from time to time, give it a big ham bone there one day, and took it but I didn't see it around the sheds nowhere, and I don't see no heavy tracks or nothing.
No, she's likely got a den back in the woods then, if that's what it is.
Well, so. You know, like I said, as long as it don't bother them, there's no foam or nothing. It don't have rabies or nothing like that. But
right.
We don't have no kids or nothing here, so I don't have to worry about that. But my wife's an animal lover. She likes to feed the squirrels and all that, you know what I mean? But I haven't seen any rabbits around here. Alan says he must be eating good, you know what I mean?
Sounds like it.
All right, Alan.
Well, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good one. Okay. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Let's see. What happened there, Aaron? We kind of cut him off a little early or something. So I got it. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Alan.
Yeah. How are you?
Hearing that last caller, I would definitely frown upon feeding any fox, especially.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's a huge mistake. They can become dependent upon you, and more than likely, if you've seen a fox during daylight hours and they're feeding it, there's something wrong with it.
He said it had a collar on it, which means it.
Yeah, that.
Semi-domesticated it, but that's not.
Can't see that. But regardless, a couple of those pictures I sent you, my kids have been going down southern Maryland catching those
cobia and red drum
and cobia. And,
wow, nice, nice fish.
Yeah, they've been having, you know, all catch and release, but having a ball going down there. They asked me to go, but they went this past Sunday out and they fished all night in the Monday, and then I was like, this old man needs to sleep. He said,
yeah.
He could have slept on the boat, but there's no way I could do an all-nighter like that. But they had a, you know, really good time, but, you know, it's a little more than the old man can handle, that's for sure.
That's a young person's game, that's for sure.
Yeah. I did go fishing this past week in the Patapsco for rockfish, and we caught our couple too, me and my friend. But we had more fascinated looking at the structure of the Key Bridge and the remains and
what's left of it. You're not kidding.
Yeah, what's left of it, the demolition. They had literally just opened the Coast Guard had just opened the main channel to the all boat traffic, and that was neat to see that. But it's eerie going under what used to be the
ghost
bridge.
Of the bridge. Yeah, the ghost of the bridge. Yeah, that's for sure.
If people have the opportunity, it's really quite a sight to see.
Yeah.
And the other sight to see is the dolly is still in port at the Dundalk Marine Terminal. And just to see the impact of where the ship hit and the remaining pieces of concrete on it is really a sight to behold, but it's something that'll live in my memory for the rest of my life for sure.
Yes, indeed, no question.
But there's a real good bite on rockfish in the Patapsco right now. A lot of the charter fleet is in the Patapsco, all the way back in as far as the hospital in the West Branch, and then all the way up to Fort McHenry. They're out in open water, and I think a lot of the charters are mostly live line and trolling, but everybody's having a good time catching rockfish, and it's good to see they're there.
Yeah, it's
they're
good
pretty
to see
good.
There. And hopefully,
I haven't heard
they're
any other reports anywhere else.
Hopefully, the bulk of them are in the slot. You know what I mean? So,
I am hearing a little bit of crying about oversized fish. You know, fish being over the 24 inch.
Yeah. Well, are we late for those what they used to call the silver stripers? Are we late for that ocean run, or is that what we're catching right now? Those fish that come in from the ocean.
So they're definitely coming in.
Yeah, that's that ocean run.
They're beautiful.
Oh yeah, they're
These are fresh fish.
Yeah, this is a lot of people don't realize that we get that stream of fish end of May into June that come in from the ocean and run up the bay and do what they do. I don't think they're spawning at that point. I just think it's part of their migration. And I don't know that those fish stay all summer. I don't think they do, but these are fresh ocean run fish on their way, I assume, north at this point.
A friend of mine, he's catching rockfish pretty good up in the Susquehanna, and he says, yeah, "Help me, all of them have sea lice up there."
Yeah,
so
yeah. I mean, have you heard
Susquehanna? They lose those sea lice fairly quickly.
Yeah, but I mean, these are not the what we would call resident fish, from what I understand.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah.
No, if I understand if I understand the way this works, so. Okay.
Yeah,
they're
beautiful fish that come up, you know, the coloration and whatnot, but then as they hold and stay in the bay a while, they start to lose that beautiful
I'm just wondering how long they actually stay here, you know, before they continue the migration.
I'll keep you posted.
please do.
Right. Well, you all have how's Robin doing?
Better. She's improving. That's a good thing.
Uh-huh. Getting
her blood work done twice a week. She has home health come in. They're watching over pretty tight. So she's in touch with her doctor on a regular basis. So it's all good.
Yep. So. I'm learning myself about taking care of myself. I got a letter, had blood work done the other day, and I'm no longer a potential type 2. I am
type 2.
Diabetic. You know, the doctor finally said, you know, you are diabetic, watch diet. And he says, you know, if you want a regimen of pills and whatnot. And I said, well, I'm going to do the diet thing. So I'm going to lighten up the load, Alan, to say the least.
Well, my old endocrinologist from Reisterstown, good man, walked in there one day and he handed me a piece of paper. And I said, what is this? He said, this is the Haber diet. Dr. Haber is his name. This is the Haber diet. I said, okay, what is it? He goes, no rice, no potatoes.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat carbs, which is, you know, bread or pasta, anything like that, limit it to a handful per meal. Pounds full. I said, okay. Any fruit, any vegetable you want, any meat you want. Other than that, it's the carbs. It's the bread, the pizza, the rice, and the potatoes. No rice, no potatoes. Those are the killers. So that's the deal.
Yeah,
pretty simple. of course. But you know, I have eaten potatoes 4 or 5 times in the last year, maybe. And I'm not a lot.
I've done a couple acres of them.
in a stew or something. far as rice, if you know you make chicken and rice or something like that, maybe a little handful of fried rice or something. But you know, I don't eat a lot of it. We made some rice. We got a new flat top grill the other day, and we're learning that. So Robin said, why don't you take some rice? You know, just make some minute rice or something, and throw that on there. Crisp it up with some tomatoes and some mushrooms and some onions and some whole kernel corn, and just kind of make a little stir fry out of it. Well, I'll tell you what, on the grill, that was right good, buddy. That was right good.
I'll tell you, it's amazing what you can make out of just a. Mary had made a big bowl of collard greens the other day. God, with the mustard and greens and the collard and a couple other ones. But, oh, my God.
Good stuff.
I could eat that to no end.
Well, guess what? You're going to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I'll keep you, you need a little fishing report and a little
A little diabetic report. Yeah, I know. I've got guys all over the place. Yeah, I've got diabetes.
All my buddies from the the good old day at the Pizza Palace in Towson.
Yep. That's how we ate.
I knew it was going to catch up to me. But it's all good. It's just got to lighten the load.
Yeah. Well, I've got a great endocrinologist right now, and she does a wonderful job. I mean, my A1C hasn't been over 7 in 3 years, so I'm pretty happy about all that. So.
Anyway,
all right, buddy.
All right.
Let's start talking. Let's start talking like younger men rather than old men. What do you think?
I'm in.
All right, bud. Take care.
All good. All right,
thanks, Lee. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see who we got. Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, Joe in Glendon. Hi, Joe. How are you? Joe, are you with me? Joe in Glendon, are you with me? Call back, Joe. Dolores in Dundalk. Sounds good. Good morning, Dolores. Are you with me?
Yes.
Good. What can we do for you?
You can't do anything for me.
Well, you're on.
When you were talking about your father, I was thinking about mine.
Yes.
He was born in 1898.
Hey, Dolores, do me a favor. Turn your radio down in the background.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I will.
I'll give you a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
I will turn it down. I can't turn it off, can I? Does that disconnect us? No.
No, not a bit.
No. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Now, you see, you were getting the feedback. You were getting what you were saying 7 seconds later. So.
Okay.
So I was talking about my father and you, or my grandfather, who was born in 1896.
Well, my father was born in 1898.
Right.
And he was immigrant, come over from Italy. And he liked to hunt. Now, he didn't hunt anything big, but he hunted squirrels and rabbits.
Yep.
And with the squirrels, he would bring me home the tails so I could put them on my bike when I got to be 10 years old.
Isn't that cool?
You know, as decoration.
Sure.
And I got the biggest kick out of that. And it just reminded me when you were talking about him.
Oh, yeah.
But
small game was king when we were younger. I mean, there was not a lot of deer hunting. There really wasn't. I mean, as big as deer hunting is right now, there wasn't a lot of deer.
No, he never did that.
And that's people that like to hunt they love the small game, the squirrels and the rabbits, and there were plenty of pheasants and quail and things like that.
He did that, brought home a lot of rabbits. Now,
yes,
I never went with him when he was hunting, and I don't know if the boys did or not, but the thing I remember, he would take me mushroom hunting, and we would do that.
Yep.
But I can't tell a good mushroom now.
That's one thing I never got good at was mushrooms. They grow in my yard sometimes, and I wouldn't. I was turkey hunting up in Western Maryland, and my buddy said, let me show you something growing on a stump. I said, okay. And he showed me this. He said, that's called chicken of the woods, and it's a fungus. And if you get it when it's fresh, you can actually break a piece off. You can eat it raw if you like. But he said, if you cook it, he said, it's really, really good. Put some butter on it, and he said, it's really good. So it's an early spring type of thing, but it was a whole stump that was ringed with this chicken of the woods. And I thought that was pretty cool. I'd never heard of it. So I learned something a lot. I learn a lot when I go in the woods. I do.
I learn a lot when I listen to you. Anyway, thank you very much for taking my call. And happy Father's Day if you're a father.
Thank you very much.
And
been a stepfather a couple times, been a grandfather a few times, but never fathered a child that I know of.
Oh, okay. And I love your lame jokes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I write them down.
You want another one?
Sure.
All right, hang on a minute. Let me see if I can find one here real quick. I sent one out to some folks yesterday. All right, here we go. Do you know what the difference is between an alligator and a crocodile?
The difference?
Yep.
No.
One will see you later, and the other one will see you in a while.
Oh, okay. All right.
See you later. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you, Dolores. Thank you. There she goes. Hey, we got to take a break. I know. Who do we have on the line there, Aaron? Tackle Box Tim. Tim, I'm sorry, buddy. You're going to have to wait. I apologize. You know who we didn't talk about last hour? And we need to talk about this hour. Oh, my God. Aaron, how did I miss this? Oh, my goodness. And I was there this week, too. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll talk about them again towards the end of the hour. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 and east. And that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. Don't tell Brent I forgot his commercial the first hour. Okay? He probably just heard me say that. Any make, any model of automobile or truck, they've got tires for you. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors and farm tractors and all those big pieces of farm machinery, triaxle, dump trailers. Trailers, oh my goodness, any kind of trailer tire at all, any kind of boat trailer, any kind of trailer that you tow behind your vehicle, whether it's a motorhome, whether it's a landscape trailer. My landscape buddy pulled in here the other night and had a big old double axle trailer that he was pulling full mowers. They've got tires for those. Any ATVs, UTVs, RTVs, or anything that ends with a V, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking and diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. And by the way, those of you who are investing in these capsule feeders that needs a tractor-trailer tire underneath them to level them out and set them on the ground and get them off the ground a little bit, stop by and see Brent at Spurry's. He'd love to give you a used tractor-trailer tire to mount your capsule feeders on. Yes, it would save him from paying the hauling fee. So stop by. Just thought I'd throw that in there. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's Tire Service and Spurry's customers coming back again and again, and that includes Robin and me. We've been satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service, Spurry, apostrophe S, Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384. Did I say no appointment needed for tires? It's true. For Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec spray-on truck liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Sitting on a lily pad, looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in. He got water all in his eyeball. There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
All right, that's enough. I guess we got the point. That guy's got no bugs on him. How about that? So I got a couple of weeks to go before I get the blood test for the for potential Lyme disease for my tick bite. And I recommend highly that anybody who's gets bitten by a tick, go to the doctor as soon as possible, as soon as you discover it. If you're able to take it off, save the tick so you can identify it. Identify it as a black-legged tick, which is a deer tick or a dog tick, or a Lone Star tick, which is the baddest of the bad. They have this alpha-gal allergy bite that means that if you become afflicted with that, you become allergic to red meat. It's another tick-borne disease that you don't want to have. Lyme disease is bad enough. So we'll find out whether we test positive for Lyme here in about two weeks. So, you know, always be careful out there. I did not do what I advise everybody to do, and I'm guilty. I did not spray down my boots or my clothing with my tick repellent containing permethrin. That's the only one that works. The brand that I use is called Sawyer's, and it's a good stuff. It's something you spray on your clothes only, or your boots only, not on your skin. If you want to put something on your skin, use something with DEET, D-E-E-T, in it. The higher, the better, is the better repellent for mosquitoes and everything else, and that's for use on your skin. Now, for you hunters that don't want to put that smell on your hands, what I recommend to do is find some scent-free. I think Off makes one that's scent-free with a high percentage of DEET, and if you want to put it on to avoid mosquitoes, you put it on the backs of your hands, rub the backs of your hands together, use the backs of your hands to apply it to your neck and backs of your ears and your forehead, all right? And then it's not on your palms, and you're not spreading it everywhere. And you can use the backs of your hand to put it on your arms, on your ankles, on your legs, whatever you want, rather than put it in your palms. Smart, huh? Makes it. You still use your hands to spread it around, but just it's not on your fingers. It's not all oily and greasy on your fingers. And of course, you can wash your hands anyway, and you don't have to worry about it. But use the backs of your hands if you're in the field. That way, that stuff won't get on your equipment. It won't get on your bows. It won't get on your guns. It won't get on your whatever you happen to be using at the time, your muzzleloader. So it's a better way to do things, or your fishing rods. It's a better way to do it. Is on the backs of your hands, so it doesn't spread to everything you touch. How about that? Tackle Box Tim, let's talk to you. How are you this morning, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Hey, before the music started, I thought started swatting things. I didn't know what's going on in here with the bug sound.
Well, all the bug sound effects. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Hey, Chris called in this morning. He got his tackle. I don't know if you heard. Chris called in early this morning.
I had the opportunity. You're breaking up a little bit, Alan.
Sorry, go ahead.
Had the opportunity over the last couple of weeks to hit up some of your sponsors. Came back from a tackle shop in Pennsylvania and stopped by Madonna Seafood to grab me a couple of soft crabs.
Oh, yeah, they get good soft crabs.
And earlier this week, I went over to the local battery warehouse. Thinking about working on something a little bit bigger for my writing, and the photography is going to take a little bit more than phonetography. So,
good.
Trying to get the old digital camera up to snuff, and all the old batteries wouldn't take a charge anymore. So I had to run over and see our friends at Battery Warehouse.
Well, they've got batteries for anything and everything. I'll tell you. The one in Eldersburg, that's the one I visit. That's kind of their headquarters. That's where I visit the most. And I cannot stop myself from buying a new Nebo flashlight every time I'm in there. They got flashlights and knives, and it's like, which one do I want now? I'm sitting here with a flashlight on my little stand here next to me because sometimes I got to come back and see what the dogs are doing at night back here in the back room, and it's a great place is Battery Warehouse, no question. And I mentioned Superior Linings used to be, he's on Dover Road right there in Glen Burnie, Superior Truck Linings, they put on a new lid on the new truck, and I really like the new truck. It's a Ford Maverick, and they put a folding tonneau cover on that for me to protect the magazines in the rain. So I'm very grateful for their
Absolutely.
Work on that.
And I tell you what, that's going to keep it a lot drier in the back than what you would get from the dealer.
Oh, no question. I
have a friend who got one from the dealer, and it has leaked since day one.
Yeah.
So friends there are Superior. They have quality stuff.
No question. So. Anyway, listen, we got a call. Maybe you can help me out here. We got a call off the air. Aaron told me that a caller wanted to know what gifts they could buy or what the first-time angler would need to get started fishing. I'm thinking, I don't know if this is a child or an adult, okay? I'm thinking if it's a child, you want to take a look at some of the push-button reels, and don't get the cheapest one. You know, go up in the $20, $30 range and get a good push-button bait cast reel if it's a child. If it's an adult, get a nice spinning reel, and your dealer can help you with that.
If the child is, I would say, 7-8 years old, I would even forego the spin casting reel.
And I agree.
And kind of start them out right with the spinning rod and reel because...
That's right.
Once you get the feel for that, you can fish for a lifetime.
That's right. The spinning reel is universally acceptable. It's good to go. Some medium size spinning reel is good. If you're just starting out, I'd probably go with a two piece fishing rod that you can easily store in the car, something like that. You know, you and I both have 6.5-7 foot fishing rods we got to deal with. And that's a little bit more complicated than a two piece outfit. So I would do that. I would get a small I would get a small tackle box. I would get some inline spinners, like MEPS spinners. I would get a variety of hooks sizes from maybe size 4 to size 1/0, something like that. Just not a lot, just a few basic hooks. Some pinch-on weights. And some bobbers, some foam bobbers in different sizes. And if you just want to fish
go to any stream or pond with a bobber and a hook and can of corn, local minnows from the local tackle shop and catch
night crawlers, man, night crawlers. Now be careful. No wait, be careful with the minnow thing.
Yep, for anybody who's starting out, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Be careful with the minnow thing, though. You've got to get, remember, if you're in tidal water, you've got to use the non-offset circle hooks for live minnows and cut minnows and night crawlers, any live bait. So
is a night crawler still considered live if you cut it?
Yes, it is in tidal water. Okay. Like night crawlers, bloodworms, sure is. Yep.
Okay. I will have to, not that I use bait very often, but I will definitely keep that in mind for when I take some other hooks out.
Exactly. So
okay, well, so, remember the hook thing.
I think that might be a good article for Tackle Box Tim to write sometime.
Yeah, I'll have to dig into that, Alan. That would be a lot of digging for me because most of my fishing for decades now has been mostly artificial.
I know.
Catching up, going back to the roots and doing bait fishing is
just basic. How to get started. And break it down. Under 8 years old, 8 years old to whatever, and then what an adult would need. The main thing is. The main thing is not necessarily the equipment. The main thing is the mentorship.
Absolutely. And knowing when the bite is not happening, when to call it a day.
Well, that's very simple. When the cows are laying down, the fish aren't biting.
No, yeah. What I mean is when you're at I have seen that, and I know guys that hold that, and I've seen it to be true.
Well, it's absolutely true.
When you get to the water and
I got it. Okay.
The plate is slow and you've got somebody new to fishing, you don't want to keep them there and kind of turn them off. Because when you're not a fisherman and the bite is not happening, that's the quickest way to get somebody turned off to it.
Yeah, we just got a suggestion. A first-time fisherman needs a lighter, dynamite, and a net.
And
thank you, Jason, for that. Huh?
And what? Enough money for bail.
Yeah, exactly. Enough money for bail. You're right. So, all right. Well, any clues on what our next fishing tackle? Not this month. June is bass, but what's the next one? What's July?
We have snakehead for July, and we've got a couple of bug baits, some chatter baits, and see what else we can throw in that package. Oh, and I'm looking at it. We have a tail plopper sitting right there.
Great.
Nice black back pearl orange belly.
Ooh, that sounds pretty. All right.
It's a pearl back color, but it's also a homage to the local sports team, too.
Absolutely. Sounds good, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. Thanks for helping out the first-time fisherman. We appreciate it, Tim.
No problem. And, we will look into trying to get that article going. Thank you for the idea.
Sure. Why not? I mean, there's a lot of people that are now, into sustainable fishing and that type of thing, and it could turn into a great new bunch of fans. So
certainly.
Fishing fanatics. Thanks, Tim.
All right, Alan. Take care.
See you, buddy. I will do that. So, all right, folks. We talked about backyard billies earlier, and we talked about their giant selection of picnic tables and chairs and high tops and high top chairs and Adirondack chairs, and that's what Backyard Billy's is all about, the backyard furniture that, you know, you can use when you have a crab feast or a celebration out on your deck or in your backyard. You know, you want everybody to sit around the picnic table and have a good time. You want a nice, stable table. You want something that will wipe off easily. You want something that can withstand the weather, you know, not get messed up with the weather or anything like that. Well, these tables and chairs that are at Backyard Billy's come in many, 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 many colors, styles, and they're weatherproof and almost indestructible. Why not stop by and take a look outside in Backyard Billy's front yard and then go in the backyard and see what else they have? I mean, they've got storage sheds. They've got swing sets and gym sets for the kids. They've got tiki bars. They've got greenhouses. They've got dog kennels. They've got chicken coops. And all that big stuff, that can be delivered for free within 60 miles. Or if you need something set up like a big gym set for the kids, they'll do that too. Anything within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside their showroom, the barbecue grills by Pellet Grills by Traeger. They have some remaining pellet grills in stock, 15% off right now, and they'll throw in two bags of pellets. They're a pellet grill. Then they've got the Big Green Egg. They've got Kamado Joe. Those are ceramic smoker grills. And if you like doing stuff outside like a bonfire or, you know, cooking out in the back 40, well, they've got the outdoor fire pits and the rings. You can sit around and just relax in front of a nice fireplace out in the back 40. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and any other brand like Michelin or Yokohama or Continental or all that, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires that'll fit your car or your truck, any maker model, and their prices are good. People come across from across the bridge to shop at Spurry's Tire Service. Just give them your tire size, and they'll give you the price. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They've done it for me several times. They're going to continue to be my auto service center, no question. Their 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years, and our families, too. Our daughter stopped by the other day. She had a low tire warning. They took care of that for her. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Hit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. And don't forget, if you're going to shop for that basic fisherman, that new fisherman, the fine folks at Clyde Sports Shops can help you out. They can help you select your rod, your reel. If it's a kid, they do have youth combos there. If it's a beginning adult, they can set you up with a basic spinning rod and reel. And they've got all the terminal tackle, as we mentioned, the hooks, the bobbers, the weights, and, you know, some basic inline spinners and things like that. Swivels are a very important part of that, too. So Clyde Sport Shop is the way to go. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, and we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. More than getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks. Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Bob in Parkville. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Boy, I got a lot of topics to cover.
Okay, well, get as many in as we can possibly can.
Okay, I'll be quick. First thing, when you're possible Lyme disease, if you got bit by a tick, you don't always get that bull's-eyes rash and the typical symptoms.
Well, I know.
If you get the flu like or anything like that, or slight fever, I would insist on getting the antibiotics regimen.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It's a debilitating disease if it gets a hold on you. And then you mentioned about putting the insect spray on the back of your hand. Dude, I do the same thing, and I rarely use it, but on suntan lotion, if I'm out fishing and it's a really exceptionally hot day, I always wear a long sleeve shirt and long pants.
Yep,
but on your neck and your ears, I put it on the back of my hand and rub it on my ears, my neck, and whatnot. And again, that way you don't contaminate your bait or your gear. Mentioned about I got two grandkids up here, 5 and 7 year old, and I took the 5 year old out last week for the first time fishing down Miller's Island on my brother's pier. Nice. And the second cast, I casted, let him reel it in a spinning rod. He got a 22-inch catfish.
Oh, nice.
And I'll try to send you the picture. The smile on his face says it all.
First fish you ever caught?
First fish you ever caught. And then we caught a few white perch and then a yellow perch. But that 22-inch catfish was the first fish he caught on not an ultralight, but a light rod, ugly.
Yeah.
With a a small president, Pfluger president, reel on it. And he just was tickled pink. Had to net it, of course, because it would have broke the line, 24-pound line on it.
Oh, yeah.
But
and how old?
Five.
Oh, yeah. I need that picture. I need that picture.
His big brother was there. He's 7 years old.
Right.
He's edging him on, showing him how to hold it and everything. We fished for about an hour, and they got bored. They wanted to do other things.
But, sure.
Like I say, we caught that catfish and a bunch of white perch and a few yellow perch, and they enjoyed every minute of it until they got
there. They did. Indeed.
And so I mentioned that, and then my brother-in-law lives up in Moncton, and two weeks ago he saw a big black bear in his yard.
That doesn't surprise me.
I got pictures of that climbing over the fence near leaving. And that was
all right. Do you have my email?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I sent you a thing about when you were up Liberty smallmouth fishing, and you said you wish you had a red, what are those things with the that you use up there?
Tube bait.
Tube. I said get the tube and dip it in that red dippet.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
I have your red tube.
Yep. Yeah.
And I caught a 19.5-inch smallie up in Pennsylvania last week on a wacky worm.
And wow, nice.
Biggest smallie I got up there. You were saying your dad got that 20.5-inch. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was out of the North Branch of Potomac up out in West Virginia, up near Petersburg, West Virginia.
Okay.
Which is where Chris is from, the caller.
Oh yeah, he used to be your producer, wasn't he?
No. Chris. This is a different Chris in West Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris that used to be the producer lives in Delaware. We actually do a little hunting together.
Yeah, he was a squirrel guy.
Yeah, you're right. He was a squirrel guy. Still is. So.
That was the. I sent him
our
squirrel, groundhog, and geese.
I sent him a picture of some black bears on the property where he killed the first squirrel.
Oh.
They were swimming in a pond, and there's a couple small ones there, a couple yearlings, and a really big bear on camera up there. So I sent those to Chris to, inspire him a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I was at Black Raven this past Thursday, and I got some really nice shots of a doe on the shoreline just eating some food, and I did a little, I think a 9 or 10 second video of it.
It was nice.
Cool too. I might send that to you if I can.
All right.
And the last thing is my dad was a Marine, and he was on the Guadalcanal and Peleliu.
Yeah. So
saw a lot of action and whatnot, and he brought back a 6.5 Jap. It's only about 38 inches.
Mine brought back 2 7.7s.
Okay. That 6.5 is so accurate. On the end of it, it's a pyramid, and close to your eyesight is like a V.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many groundhog I shot with that gun. That was the first gun I ever owned.
Got it. Hey, there's the music, my friend.
Okay.
We've got to let you go. Thank you. Talk again. There we go. All right, folks. Sorry about to cut that caller off. We hate to do that, but we're up against it, up against the clock. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family, call your dad, give him a hug, and love the Lord. He's your heavenly Father. See you next week.